A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Can We Help You, your non-professional advice podcast. My name is Sash.
I'm Jax.
I am Franco.
And together we make up a little panel of people that you can rely on. A little panel of people that you can rely on.
People panel.
Yep, people panel.
We are a people panel.
We are here for you always. And how do we show that love and affection? Well, we help you with your problems, whether they're big, whether they're small, whether they're in between. We take your questions and every few days we put them out into the world and we ask, can we help you with that? And I guarantee you we probably can.
Probably.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for pressing play. Is this our last episode before our Christmas bonanza?
This is
spectacular extravaganza.
The final. Well, not the final, the last
episode. It's the penultimate.
It's the penultimate.
Penultimate.
Yeah.
Such a great word.
It is your final chance to send in Christmas questions.
That's true. That's
true. Final chance to get your Christmas questions in. Mm-hmm. Yes. Nice, Franco. And as always, don't forget at Can We Help You Podcast or canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Send your Christmas questions through for our extra special Christmas show, Quizmas questions. We're doing our Secret Santa. So make sure you get them through. If you want to partake in the Secret Santa, put in a real email address or send us a message on Insta and you will be able to partake and you might win the extra special.
You might be gifted.
Whatever it is that we all turn up with.
Yeah, so the idea, right, because we kind of threw this out randomly and we keep talking about it, but I've kind of forgotten. The three of us each are buying a gift for a Ronnie.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a Secret Santa. We all each bring a gift. We'll unwrap them or present them on our Christmas special.
Question. Should we have three Ronnies who get a gift then rather than send?
I thought that's what we were doing. No, we just buy it and then we post it on our own.
If there's someone in the US who participates, then you send the person the US present. And then Franco and I will send...
It is a Christmas extravaganza bonanza, whatever.
Three
so,
people.
Like, there's going to be a bunch of questions.
Yeah, three.
Three of them will win some presents.
Three
will
Ronnies
receive
will get
some presents.
A Secret Santa. And it'll be a surprise on who gets what. So if there's one thing that you're like, oh, I hope I get that, then, I mean, I don't know. We'll see how we go.
It's luck of the draw. Secret Santa. You never know what you're going to get.
It's a lucky dip. Remember Lucky Dip at the school fete?
Lucky
Did you ever
dip.
Have a school fete?
Yeah. Kind of stupid. It was always just some shitty plastic toy. I feel like the 90s and early noughties were well known for like crappy plastic toys. We were the first generation, I feel. You know, like the 80s and the 70s and all of that, it was like either a wooden toy, which were built to last. That's the old days.
Wooden toy.
Well, yeah, like a wooden toy. And then like, you know, in the 80s, like the yo-yo sort of stuff started coming out. But yo-yos
were
like
a yo-yo.
they had longevity in them, you know. They were
plastic,
decent.
But they were like solid.
Yeah. And then you get solid. To us and we've got these crappy fucking thin plastic balls and fucking scloopy things and like, oh, we were
every, Happy Meal toy I ever got was just horrible.
Just crap. Oh, just absolute crap. Yeah. So I don't know why I brought that up. Oh, Lucky Dip, right. That was, you just get some crappy plastic shit. It's like Christmas crackers. I have noticed this year, though.
I love Christmas crackers.
So do I, but I don't, there are good ones now and there are really shit ones.
Yeah, that's true.
And
the problem is the good ones cost like $80 for four and you're like, well, I'm not going to pay that much.
The one that I like, and it's from a candle shop of all things, they do one that has a game. So each cracker has your token that you use on the game. We played it 1 year. We never played it again, but, you know, it was fun.
It's better than the standard kind of those shitty paper hats that you get and like a key ring.
Oh, no,
you've
still got a paper hat. The paper hat is mandatory.
They never fit me.
You got a big
I love
head.
The paper hat.
I didn't think you had a big head.
What's your problem with the paper hat?
I thought you had a small head.
Yeah, maybe it's my hair as well. It kind of gets in the way.
Big hair.
I had my work Christmas party a few days ago, actually. And
yes, I've been meaning to ask you because wasn't it just like a mystery party but you just knew it was on the beach?
Yeah, it was. So they just sent out, look, we're going to be in Santa Monica. And then a few days before they sent out and they said, okay, here's the go. Here's what's up. We're going to Santa Monica Pier. We've rented out basically half the pier where there's all the carnival and everything.
Oh, my God.
It's for our exclusive use. And then we had all the rides you could go on.
Oh, my God.
All the carnival food. It was pretty cool.
That is sick. I'm so jealous.
We all got game cards so we could, you know, play the, you know, like the, I played the, you know, the, you get the water gun, you got to shoot the target, it raises your thing.
Yeah.
I played the, you know, it's like you throw the balls and you have a little car race that races and if you get the ball into the faster slot, then you can win.
So awesome.
That one's confusing. I didn't really know
what
that one was.
Because I feel like Christmas parties are like, we've talked about Christmas parties and, you know, it's usually like, you know, you stand around and you drink and then you drink too much because it's on the house and then you stumble home. That's like an activity, but it's not lame. Like that's fucking epic.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
It was cool.
Yeah, I like that.
With one problem.
Oh no, what?
There's one problem. Now I got onto the roller coaster at like 5 to 10 and there was a really drunk girl. She wasn't the problem. They wouldn't let her on the roller coaster though because she was far too drunk to be on a roller coaster.
Fair enough.
Yep.
You're going to vomit over everyone else.
Everyone. Anyway, so I get on the roller coaster. And you know what was cool too is because it was exclusive use, we did one round on the roller coaster and then we got back and we were like, one more time. And they were like, all right.
That's my dream. That is that's literally awesome. My dream is to be able to, like I think that's happened to me once. I think I was at like, Movie World on the Gold Coast and it was like closing time and I was on a roller coaster and they're like, all right, there's no one else in the line. Do you guys want to go again? I'm like, fuck yeah. That's my dream. You lived my dream.
That only happens in like work Christmas parties and zombie apocalypses. Isn't there a scene in Zombieland where they take over a theme park?
Oh, I don't know.
I've never seen it.
And you just get control of everything. Go on.
So cool.
Finished the second round, got off the roller coaster, walked down the stairs. It was just past 10 and everything shut. And the security guard's coming through saying, all right, you guys got to go.
Oh, you got to leave. You didn't have warning.
And I was like, what? I've only had one churro. I've only had one little popcorn bucket.
So they didn't let you know that 10 o'clock was the end?
They probably did and Jack's just didn't read
finished.
The thing.
Was there an after party? Was there a bar that everyone went to?
No, everyone just like, all right, see ya. 10 o'clock's too early. Finish time for any
early.
Party.
Yeah, no, there should have been a bar.
Our Christmas party finished at 9:30. It was done.
9:30?
Yeah, it was supposed to finish at 9 and they obviously pushed it out a little bit. But yeah, no, 9:30, we were done.
Absolutely.
What did you do at 9:30 though? Did you go home?
Well, woo, let's kick on. Yeah, we got out.
Exactly.
Everyone was on such a high. No, Franco, no, because I walked all the way up to this pub that's just not a good after-party kick-on place. I walked in, realised how wasted I was, and walked straight back out and went home. Because
that's
we'd
hit
the open bar.
As long as there was an option to keep going. I think that's the most important part.
Yeah, but that was organised by us. We just went, all right, guys, where are we going? We don't want the party to stop. Let's keep going.
Yeah, exactly. No, you don't stop the party. It's like a school disco where they turn all the house lights on. Like,
there's no after party of a school disco.
No, exactly. The problem is
but it's like you can't just stop a party in the middle of it. You need to let it fizzle out. If you go to a shitty bar, then that's a good way of fizzling it out.
You need to let it fizzle out. But the problem is if you haven't pre-organized an after-party venue, then it just turns to shit because everyone just like wanders somewhere.
Off. Yeah.
And then not everyone's there, and then you end up at a pub that doesn't really have much music, and then there's people on the pokies, and you're like, oh, this isn't really the vibe. As we walked back up to the car, we passed on the pier. There was a pub, but there was another holiday party happening there, another Christmas party, and I was like, should we crash the other party?
It? Yeah.
But then I didn't want to, you know, get thrown out of that party too. So,
so you just went home.
So in the end, we got home by midnight, you know, before midnight. So I feel like that's still too early.
No, I mean, look, like depends how close you are with your work friends, but there's just always that risk of anxiety after a work party has to be the worst type of anxiety. We've had a listener who wrote to us a couple of times about their horrible, they went to the races and they were sure they embarrassed themselves. It's real. Anxiety after a work party is for nobody. So I think it's smart to call it off early.
Okay,
if you want to keep drinking, go for it. But, like, be thankful that you've been – and that's why they do it. I'm convinced that's why they do it, rather than not having a party at all. They used to – at my company, it was on a Thursday last year, and I'm sure that was so that people – and I didn't. I had a few drinks and I called Shane and I said, come pick me up. I got to bloody be up and be at work tomorrow. I'm never in the mood to party on a weekday. But that it's okay. They changed it this year. We were like, come on. They're like, all right.
The thing is they also had like obviously it was open bar and then they also had specialty cocktails. And I was like, you can't have specialty cocktails for free and then close at 10.
What time did it start though?
Okay, so it started at 6, but everyone kind of got there around 7.
Oh.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds about right. But it shouldn't have ended at 10.
Well, I think if it started, like our work party started early. It started at like 4 and most people I found were on time. I think everyone just wanted to take advantage of – and because a lot of people had been at work and we were in walking distance from work, people just finished up at 3:30 and were like, sweet, I get an early mark and I get to go to a party. It's not like, oh, you have to come all the way back in. Well, I'm not going to be early. I'll make a fashionably late entrance. I don't know. Yeah. I think you're just trying to find something to complain about. I think that's the best Christmas party I've ever heard.
Next time, either make friends with a bunch of people who have a plan to go to a bar together or make sure that the organisers have booked an after-party place. You don't even need to book it. Just say, everyone's going to this place afterwards.
Yeah. That's not their job, though. So. Their job, that's the party.
Yeah. Well, it's your job, Jax.
I'm super jealous. Because Santa Monica Pier is like one of the big, like, piers in the US, right? Like, that's where it all goes
like
down.
It's like a big tourist attraction. Like, I was surprised. I mean, it was cool. And I thought it was going to be freezing because it was at the beach. So I, like, rugged up. But they had heaters and obviously there was so many people. Like, I mean, you know when you go to, we've spoken about this in the past, but you go to a Christmas party and when you don't know most of the people who work at the greater company, there were so many people. I didn't know pretty much all of them.
Yeah, but that's what the open bar's for.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the open bar, you meet friends, you end up walking to the casino from South Yarra with them at 1 a.m. That was silly.
All right.
Yes, Ronnie, let's get to the question.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Question here from Ronnie. Now, this is short and sweet.
Okay.
Ronnie's gotten in touch and they wrote, hey, Sash, Jackson, Franco.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, Ronnie.
I've got a general question on gut feelings.
General question?
General question.
That's not a thing we do on this podcast. I'm sorry.
I didn't get it. And then I saw Jax do the salute and I went, oh, general question.
How much do you trust your gut feeling? For example, if a job offer or a person seem perfect, but you can't shake the feeling that something is just a little bit off. Do you all follow your gut? And do you have any examples of when it has or hasn't paid off? Thanks in advance. Love from Ronnie.
Interesting question, Ronnie. I must say, I believe in following your gut. However, I am a really logical person. So to me, I like the facts. So I don't have an example off the top of my head, but like for me, it's like, okay, what's the situation? Something feels a bit off. Okay, let me analyze the data.
You're an analyzer.
What do I know about whatever the situation is, the people involved, what I've been told, their history, and I like piece it together. And then I like to make a decision based on the logical route, which is, you know, from what I know, do I trust whatever's being sold to me and should I follow it? So I'm actually probably one of those people who doesn't necessarily like trust their gut. I do it with people.
Hmm.
You know when like – there's something with a person, whether it's good or bad, whether you go, oh, this person's like, they've got a good soul, like I can trust them. And that's purely like gut when you don't know them. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
vibe.
Yeah, good
vibe. Or a bad vibe.
Mm. Or a bad vibe. And you go, And I have recently had that with someone and everyone loved them. And I never expressed my distaste of them to someone else. But there was just something in me where I went, I'm not sure about this person, and I kept my distance. And I'm glad I did. And that's an example actually where I did really trust my gut and it ended up working out in my favor because I could see that this person was not on the up and up and that was purely gut feeling.
Not on the up and up.
Yeah.
I feel like we're back in the 60s. This person's not on the up and up.
Not on the up and up.
I say trust your gut, and I say that as someone who is just – so we. I was out for like a lunch the other day with a group of friends, and we got, you know, young girl come up to us trying to sell us – you know when people come up and they're like, oh, would you like to buy, you know, cookies for Girl Scouts or whatever? And she was like, I'm selling cookies for – selling chocolates for a good cause.
Mm.
Someone was like, oh, okay. What's the cause? She's like, cheerleading. And I was like, oh, this does not feel right to me.
Oh, she might have just been shy.
Nah, a few people handed over their hard-earned cash, their $5 a chocolate bar. And I was like, okay, all right.
No, to me that just sounds like you're a stooge and you don't want to give to charity.
I looked at the chocolate bar, and it said
not for individual resale.
Cost $1 per bar. So we got hustled.
Hustle.
Hustle about $4 per bar, and there were four bars bought. So
$20.
That's $16 that we were hustled out.
What if that poor girl was struggling to make ends meet and just needed to find some food? You know, you ever think about that?
Well, I don't think that was the case.
She had chocolate.
Yeah, you know, you were right. Trusted your gut.
Trusted me gut.
But see, don't you think that came from your logical? Because I think the whole gut feeling thing also is just a lot of the time logic disguised as like, no, I got a gut feeling, but it's just you can analyze the situation, you know?
It's like logic before it gets to logic. It's like your brain making calculations before it's before you realize it has.
It's working in the background. Yep, I hear.
Yeah.
Franco?
I think the way that Ronnie is describing it is kind of like you've got a decision to make and you've got option A or option B, and option A is the one that your gut is kind of taking you towards and the one that you kind of want to do inside, and option B is the one that makes sense. Always go with option A. You know, you're never going to want the job that pays a lot more money but you'll be depressed in. You're never going to want to be with the relationship that makes sense because, you know, they're well set up and they have a house but you're not actually that into them. Like, always go with your gut.
This is where I'm going to disagree with you when you use the relationship thing, right, is that your gut would probably tell you or your gut should tell you if you're in a bad relationship, for example.
Yeah.
Your gut knows, but it's your heart that is telling you, oh, wait, that's your point. follow your gut.
Yeah, yeah. Follow your gut. Don't follow your heart / brain / logic. Don't necessarily do the one that makes sense.
Brain and logic is good.
Yeah, brain and logic is good.
Okay, your good relationship argument. So you're saying the gut is saying, well, this isn't right because, like, I don't want to be, you know, everything is great, but the relationship isn't. Like, it's fine, but it's not what I want.
Yeah, like he ticks all the boxes, but you're not into him.
Your brain would also be able to tell you that, I reckon.
I don't know, because the thing is, I feel you, Franco. I'm a big believer of follow your gut, but then now that you say it, like, aren't there people who are like, I have all these boxes that I need to tick, and then, you know, that's your point, follow your gut, because they're not.
So in my example, I'm talking about a hypothetical situation where someone has to choose between two potential relationships, mm-hmm. one that makes a lot of sense on paper and one that, you follow your gut with, and it's going to be someone that you fall in love with. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but your gut doesn't know.
Your gut doesn't know, but yeah. Personally, I've followed my gut my whole life and look where it got me. I don't know what it's like to not follow my gut, and I suspect it'd be awful.
To Wollongong and uni snow trips. Your gut's
exactly.
off.
And I'm loving my life. I'm a genuinely happy person. Follow your gut.
Yeah. I think relationships is a good example but I think a lot of people, you know, obviously there are some people who don't follow their gut in relationships, but I think if there was a part of someone's life that they were going to follow their gut in, it's probably relationships. I think maybe jobs is a more interesting thing for us to discuss, because I think there's plenty of times where you either, you know, you think the job that you're in is wrong for you, or that you want to leave in your gut, but you're like, yeah, but it pays me money and it, you know, it's something to do and what would I do without it? Or, you know, you take a job interview and you're like, man, this feels good on paper, but your gut's like, I don't know, I feel safe where I am and what are people going to think when I leave, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I think in that scenario, maybe it is better to be a bit more analytical, because then you take that kind of emotion out of it. Because sometimes it's like, oh, well, I really like the people that I work with and so I want to stay here. It's like, yeah, but you don't get paid overtime and you're getting paid, you know, 40% below standard rate and, you know, you got to travel every day, whereas this new job is going to pay you better. It's going to, you know, blah, blah, blah. But your gut's like, oh, but I like the people I work with. So I think, you know, I agree, follow your gut. But sometimes you gotta add in, as you say, Sash, some of that brain logic.
Mm. I think the proper use of gut is that it's your head and your heart. It's a combination of both, right? Because gut, the whole idea of a gut feeling is that it's intuition, which is, to me, linked to your heart. It's how you feel about something, right? But then it's usually got a bit more brains than your heart, because your heart's purely emotion. Your brain has information that it uses to make decisions. So, like, I do believe in it, but I feel like if it makes sense on paper, but your gut's saying no, then think hard about whether you're just scared. You know what I mean? Your gut's like, oh, don't do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's holding you back potentially in that situation. But I think in a lot of ways, like, your intuition, it's uniquely yours, and it's one of those things that, you know, I think is important to listen to. Like, don't be too analytical. Don't just do what's right on paper if you feel like there's opportunity somewhere else but you're not sure about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's worth taking the risk sometimes, and that can come from a gut feeling. What a thought-provoking topic.
If you're weighing up the kind of, like, do I take that job kind of thing, like Jax was saying, you need to just figure out what is valuable to you. If you want to be in a job that makes you happy and you want to kind of have a social life out of it and you want to be with your friends and money is not that important, then stay in the job. But if you're okay making a lot more money at the detriment of, I guess, your mental well-being, that's kind of what a job is, at least in my opinion, then that's just something that you need to weigh up.
Mm.
And there's always two sides. And if you can't see the other side, then there's probably a good reason to, you know, go with your gut.
Sometimes it's also like a leap, though, where it's like your gut is telling you something based on previous experience. So you don't know, right? You don't know that this, let's keep using the job example. You don't know that this job is going to make you unhappy, but you think that there's a chance it could. So your gut's like, oh, I'm going to stay safe because I know what I am. Do you know what I mean? Like I know what is happening to me here in this present moment, but if I take the leap, I'm not sure. So my gut's telling me to stay in this. It's kind of like a protective mechanism also, which I think be wary of. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid of taking risks.
Oh yeah, you shouldn't stay in the same spot your whole life as well. Like if you've got a job offer that's come up and you don't want to take it because your gut's telling you not to, but you do want a new job, then don't let go of the idea that you want a new job and just go and find something else. Follow your gut.
Start a podcast.
All the way. Yeah, start a podcast. Move to LA. go on a uni snow trip.
Yeah, is that what your gut said to you, Franco? Go on a uni snow trip?
It is what my gut said to me. My gut said, I'm almost 28. There's not going to be many chances to do this. I'm gonna take days off work and I'm going to go on a uni snow trip. And I loved it.
At any point did your brain come in and say, God, I'm too old for this, to go on this?
Yeah, yes. I probably won't talk about it on this podcast, but there was a certain level of hangover that I thought, it was when I was vomiting on the bus on the second day that I thought, you know what, maybe I am too old for this. And I have no regrets. Looking back, I have no regrets. I followed my gut. Follow your gut, Ronnie.
That's good. No regrets. Thanks, yeah. Ronnie. That was something a little different, kind of like a philosophical question. I want more of these. If you're listening to this, send us more questions like that. Well done, Ronnie. Yeah, thank you for your question,
Ronnie.
Yeah. Well, that is it for today's episode, and it's our penultimate
episode.
It is our penultimate episode before our final show of the year, the Christmas Extravaganza Bonanza Spectacular.
Can we help you Christmas? Come on, what's something with a C? Christmas
capers.
No.
Christmas cavoodling. Canoodling. Christmas. What? Christmas.
This is why we shouldn't brainstorm on the podcast.
Well, he started it.
Christmas cranes, Christmas.
Anyway, our Christmas Spectacular Bonanza Extravaganza. I don't care. I don't care that Franco doesn't like it. That's the name of it. It's our episode where we only do Christmas questions, and three lucky Ronnies are going to get a Secret Santa gift from yours truly, from myself, one from Franco, one from Jack. So there's lots to look forward to.
It's your last chance at Can We Help You Podcast on your socials, canwehelpyoupodcast.com, and make sure you send us your details, like leave your real email address if you want to partake in the Secret Santa. Oh, and also I should say, because we got a message through the week from one of our – actually they're a top 2% fan on Spotify. So big fan of ours.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for listening, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Messaged us through the week and wasn't sure how to find the Ronnie Room on Facebook. So you can just go to canwehelpyoupodcast.com/room and you'll see us there, the Ronnie Room on Facebook. I mean, you can send Christmas questions there. We'll take them there too.
Yeah. However you can find us, you can, if you know our, if you follow us on Insta, send it to us on Insta. If you know our addresses, you can put in snail mail. I don't think anyone knows our address.
You could send us a fax. I mean, I don't think we have a fax machine, but pager? I don't have a pager.
No. I watched Die Hard over the weekend. We watched Die Hard 1 and 2.
What a great Christmas movie.
Yeah. Oh, we're not doing it. We are not doing his Die Hard a Christmas movie. Please do not start doing that.
That's not what I'm saying.
It has Christmas carols in it.
Yeah, no, it's a Christmas. 1 and 2 are definitely Christmas movies. 1 more so than the first.
3 is also just a very good movie in general.
Yeah, we're watching 3, I think, maybe this weekend if we have time. But he had a pager in it. And I said to Shane, you know, this was made in 1990, the second one. And it's funny that a piece of technology came in, because in it he's like, oh, this new thing, this new technology, pages.
Oh, I'm like, pages lasted 5 seconds.
Yes, yeah, so quickly. Yeah. But so too did fax machines, because I think fax machines were all the rage at about that time, maybe 80s they came in, and they are obsolete now.
If there are any doctors out there, you'll know.
They still use
fax machines. Are still used.
Yeah, really? Fax machines are still in use.
The whole medical industry still uses fax machines.
Really? Okay. Well,
but no one uses pagers anymore.
No one uses a pager. Great. Okay. Gone off on a tangent. Have a great next few days. We can't wait to see you for our Christmas extravaganza spectacular bonanza. Send us your questions.
We will be back for our, let me just try this out here, Candy Cane Council Christmas Conundrum Solved, a festive extravaganza. Can we call it that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I was already calling it a Christmas GPT extravaganza. Fuck you, ChatGPT.
We're not calling it a candy cane council. We're not in the movie Elf.
Mistletoe mentorship. Knowing your Christmas bro. Okay.
Nope.
Santa's solutions. Slaying holiday stress.
Have okay, that's kind of cute. I like that one. Santa's solutions. But we're not Santa, we're solutions. Us. Anyway.
Yeah, we are. I'll work on it.
Okay, see what you can come up with by next episode.
Okay. Send us your questions and we'll see in a few days ready with all of your Christmas questions answered.
Questions.
See you then. Questions.
Christmas questions. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.